very good evening, Zimbabwe. Linjani Mashabezulu Manero Akanaka Vatereri. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, November 17th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the very fluid situation in Zimbabwe following the military intervention that has seen President Robert Mugabe being detained at home by the army.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and we would want to welcome our radio to TV viewers on Facebook. And once again, thanks for joining us. This is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about rising political tensions in Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe appeared in public today for the first time since the army took charge, as the ruling party made plans to force him to step down after more than three decades in power. The president, who is 93, opened a graduation ceremony at Zimbabwe Open University in Harare. Mr. Mugabe's appearance was apparently designed to convey a business-as-usual atmosphere, as the generals pulling the strings in Harare are desperate not to give the impression that they are orchestrating an unconstitutional coup.
But behind the scenes, efforts to push Mr. Mugabe out are gathering momentum. First, news that we are just receiving is that 8 of ZANU-PF's 10 provincial coordinating committees have called on President Robert Mugabe to step down as President of Zimbabwe and President and First Secretary of the ruling party, saying he has lost control of the party and government business and due to incapacitation stemming from his advanced age. And of course, there are also plans in parliament to push out Mr. Mugabe, that is by way of impeachment. And meanwhile, the Secretary of State for the U.S., Rex Tillerson, called on for a return to civilian rule in Zimbabwe, saying the country has a chance to put itself on, and I quote, a new path, amid signals that the long-time authoritarian President Robert Mugabe will be forced from power in a bloodless coup.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. Yibongambe mahlabezulu lingalichona njani kula ngapho lapho likhona yini letemba lokuthi selizwile okwenzakala namhlanje uMongameli Robert Mugabe ubebonakele ekhona ngale Zimbabwe Open University lapho kade inika khona isicoco aba isicamfundo ezingafika 1200 khonapho. So ke abantu bamangele bembona ephuma ngene emphakathini kwambana besithi kanti manje uphume njani ku-detention kade ifakwe ngamabutho athuthuna umbuso kumbe ngithi intambo zombuso ngolwesithathu. So ke kodwa kunjalo ibandla leZANU-PF seqalisile ukuthi sibili basebenze ukuthi bezame ukumkhipha esikhundleni uMongameli. Ngikhuluma kunje-ke abantu abanjengoJoseph Gino Dimba ongu-MP uzwakale sibili Charles Logan esinzima zithi phansi lo Mugabe. Kuzobuya-ke kulo jaha lo kuthiwa nguCharumbira okobulawayo owabhuwa unkosikazi Grace Mugabe uhamba ngemota zezanu Charles Logan ezithi phansi lo Mongameli. So ke kambe kuyaphumelela yini osokusenziwa khonoku ama-provincial coordinating committees as a city sebe pase okuthiwa i-vote of no confidence kumongameli. So ke singazi kumbe kuyagcina kusedalela eparlamente kumbe kuyakubanjani. Blessing.
wonguka hama wadiwa nasi tinauti tinge tichitarisa kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei mu Zimbabwe nasi vamwe vaona mutungamiri wenyika va Robert Mugabe vachienda iko kumabiko evanhu vanga vapedza zvidzidzo ku Zimbabwe Open University vamwe varikuti vakatya madzwa nazvo asi vamwe vakuru vemauto vatataura navo vati aiwa vamugabe vangu akachengetedzwa zvakasimba nemauto uye vachingobva pamabiko iyaya vabva vadzokera kumba kwavo ku Blue Roof uko kwakachengetedzwa nemauto zvakare. And Gibbs, I think we also have a video of the United States Secretary for State, that is Mr. Rex Tillerson, talking about the situation in Zimbabwe. If that is ready, we can take a listen to that.
Mm-hmm. I know all of us are following very closely the events in Zimbabwe, and they are concerned to I know each of you, they're concerned to us as well, and we all should work together for a quick return to civilian rule in that country in accordance with their constitution. Zimbabwe has an opportunity to set itself on a new path, one that must include democratic elections and respect for human rights. Ultimately, the people of Zimbabwe must choose their government. In our conversations today, we have an opportunity to discuss concrete ways that we could help them through this transition. Our aim today is to expand and enrich the United States relationship with Africa along three fronts that we're going to be discussing today: promoting trade and investment, encouraging good governance, and countering terrorism. Let me stress that the United States seeks greater support from our African partners on growing global security matters, including North Korea. We appreciate the statements condemning DPRK's missile launches that many of your governments have made. But all nations must act to implement UN sanctions in full and cut off all UN-prescribed ties. Further, I urge you to take additional measures to pressure the DPRK by downgrading your diplomatic relationships with the regime, severing economic ties, expelling all DPRK laborers.
Of course, that there is United States Secretary for State, Mr. Rex Tillerson, at the State Department in Washington, D.C., where he is meeting African Foreign Affairs ministers talking about trade. Of course, there was that remark about Zimbabwe, and of course, he was also talking about North Korea and other issues. Gibbs, I think we have our first guest, Honorable Joseph Chuma.
Honorable Chuma, welcome to the program.
Good evening. How are you?
We are doing great, Honorable Chuma. Of course, we want to talk about the Zimbabwe situation. Some might call it a crisis. But Mr. Chuma, your party today, we understand that there were provincial coordinating committees that were voting, and the majority are saying they want to see the back of Mr. Mugabe. Tell us about that.
Yes, I've heard that notion.
Hello, Mr. Chuma?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear. Sorry, we had lost you temporarily, but you are back on now.
All right. I'll say that, yes, I heard about some promises gathering today to put up their grievances and resolutions as the situation that is happening in Zimbabwe currently. There are so many things that are being said, and some are calling for the recall of the president and the punishment of the so-called G40 people. So we're just watching. We're interested to see what is happening.
Mm-hmm. And we also understand that there are moves to impeach Mr. Mugabe in Parliament. Are you privy to the details of that?
No, unfortunately, I'm not privy to that. We haven't heard anything. We're not even certain if we're going to have a sitting next week, because we don't know what exactly is happening, but we are hoping to get official communication from Parliament, because if ever there's anything, we've got official ways of communicating within the parliamentary system, whereby the clerk directly informs us of what is going to happen. So as far as I'm concerned, we're supposed to have a sitting on Tuesday, going up to Thursday. So we have haven't received any communication otherwise. So I still think we're going to have a sitting. But unfortunately, I've not heard anything about the impeachment as yet. I've just read those kind of things in social media. But you must understand that our social media has been so corrupted that there's a lot of lying and speculation and a lot of joking, so much that you end up not knowing what the truth really is. But like I said, we basically base our point of direction from the official means of communication that we have as Parliament. The Speaker of Parliament, every time if there's any notice, he actually posts it directly to our phones, and then we know that there is something that is happening.
Mm-hmm. And of course, we also understand that the same ZANU-PF PCC or PCC is also called for the convening of a special central committee meeting within 48 hours to discuss the current political situation. Are you aware of that?
I've also just heard a rumor about that, but officially I haven't heard about it. The only official communication that I got was today when we notified that there is an emergency PCC here in Bulawayo. And I actually attended the PCC, and I heard what I heard, and I heard the grievance of people. But the thing that really caught me first was that I saw a lot of my fellow comrades who had fallen off by the wayside, either through suspensions or expulsions. Today they're all there. So we're just seeing, and we want to find out what is going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Now, so what was the, was it the same resolution in Bulawayo that Mr. Mugabe must step down? Although you seem to be having reservations that there are some members who were ousted, who were part of these meetings.
Well, like I've always said in my earlier chat to you guys, yeah. I've always been one to advocate for unity because you see, this game of politics and voting is about numbers. So once you see yourselves praising each other, expelling each other, to me, it's a sign of weakening the whole system, actually. So now and then again, there comes a point where you're saying, okay, there's a system that's there in place, there are provincial systems that are there in place, and then you don't find most of those members there, and you find the other members that were expelled, then you begin to ask yourself, are we still following the same direction? Because, like I'm saying, it's important for the people to realize that once the party gets hijacked and people get expelled, we are weakening ourselves. We need everybody in the system. We need everyone. It's a mass movement, but we need to do things in a proper manner. That is what is important. Sanity must always prevail in whatever we do. And the people have got grievances. This is a party, and the party has got its constitution. Yes, grievances must be aired, and solutions should come. But at the end of the day, the bottom line is that we should be talking of a progressive system, a progressive party, which is inclusive of everyone and which has got tolerance. Because I'll tell you, well, myself personally, I'm from Matabeleland here in Bulawayo. I am not concerned about the issues of who's going to lead us now, because at the end of the day, that question does not land in Matabeleland at the moment. So here we are, people who are fighting for their causes there. That's why I've always said that I will never succumb to the issue of saying I'm G40 or Lacoste, because at the end of the day, what do I get from that? I remain principled, rooted under the flexible. That's the thing that I joined. I did not join Lacoste, I did not join G40, I did not join an individual. I joined ZANU-PF because I love the ideologies and the principles of the party ZANU-PF. So whether it's our president, the Comrade Arazi Mugabe there, or whether it's me who's there, that's neither here nor there. What is important is that I am within a party that is revolutionary, a party that wants to safeguard the interests of the Zimbabweans. And when I say Zimbabweans, I mean everybody, inclusive, whether you are green, white, black, or whatever. As long as you are a Zimbabwean citizen, you must have some system that preserves your Zimbabweanness. And that's exactly how I've always wanted to view things, because now, you find that because, okay, if I, let's say G40 is falling, then Lacoste is rising, then what? It becomes a seesaw. It's a round thing happening all over again. And then so maybe the Lacoste, when they come in, they are going to page the 240 members, they are going to expel them. What are we achieving? We are achieving nothing. So I want a sober situation whereby we all embrace each other and say, if you are ZANU-PF, come under the flexible ZANU-PF, not under anybody. And once we take it that way, then we can say, right, from now onwards, let's learn from the mistakes that we've done. Let's do away with things like 1 cent of power. Because at the end of the day, those are the kind of things that bring us to where we are today. Let the power be vested amongst the people. There are organs. There is the Politburo. There is the Central Committee. Give those organs the power, necessary power to drive this machinery. And then you will see that things are going to start flowing smoothly. But if we start taking sides, then this cycle is going to be a vicious one, and we're going to go round and round and round, and we'll never achieve anything. Then at the end of the day, we'll find ourselves sitting in the opposite side. Who in opposition is all that. It's just that, yes, but we're lucky. We don't have a formidable opposition party. But if we had one, it was going to teach us a very cruel and crude lesson.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Honorable Chuma. Please do stay on the line. Gibbs.
Yeah, on Facebook, we've got so many messages blessing, and one of them is from Tabani Ngwenya, who says, Mr. Mugabe must go tomorrow. And then Kushi Vengai says, no changes as yet, before it. Then Ephraim Arapuno says, don't worry, he'll be impeached on Tuesday by Parliament. And then Max Manyika says, I'm in the diaspora and watching you guys. Mm-hmm. And then Jermaine Shelton says, Zimbabwe has fallen to the sanctions imposed by the West, only to return back to their slave master in the name of economics. I don't know exactly what he means. Then James Mepp says, thanks so much, VOA, for actually giving us all this kind of news. And Rodwin Nyadundu says, people are going to just stage a demonstration tomorrow in Harare. Wait and see what people are going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so do you have any caller?
We have a caller, Mkoma Ephraim. Magadi Mkoma Ephraim. Aiwa isu tirinari mkoma Ephraim tipe ufungwa dzenyu nyaya iri mudariro mainzwa.
Ya, ndinoona kuti nyaya iri mudariro yakanaka kwazvo. Asi ndicha maonero andoita ndekuti ngatingorega kuita Mugabe bedzi. Ngatifaite 50 years ZANU-PF. Mugabe havana kukanganisa nyika ari oga, nyango zvo ari mukuru akai pamusoro pehurumende rese. Asi vamugabe vane vanhu vavanga vachitongawo navo. Nokuti mukatarisa iye zvino izvi pasvika nyika apa, ndikurangarira kuti panguva yemubatanidzwa yai, hurumende yemubatanidzwa yai, vatenda idzidzi vakavhuedzare pavanogonana kupese kuti vaburise maghost workers muhurumende vachitorawo ndokuputira upfumi hwenyika pasi. Ukaona kuti kumauto ndokwavakaramba vachisimisa pinda kubatwe. Takaonazve kuti pakutorwa kweminda kuya kuyauko, nyika yachiwira pasi. Mukatarisa mumauto imomo mune vamwe vari kutongwa muZANU-PF ari mapurazi 6677 vaitoita vari pamwe chetengatifaitiroprobhlem yesystem yakaadhoswa reZANU-PF yekungoda kungotora zvinhu zvavasida kushandira nekudii. Zvakanaka mauto atibatsira kuti vamugabe vamugabe vakaenda kukupera kweproblem problem inopera bedzi kana tabvisa yatanga tichitongana nekuti mukatarisa ezvino izvi mhosva dzekutaiza vamugabe bedzi mauto iwaya mavhenda ari mumugwagwa vakatonorwa mavhenda iwanatotsvaka kuzvibatsirawo asi tivabvi vachenese guta iye zvino izvi vaonawo kuti vanhu pavasvika apa naivo.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. Tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Ephraim nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. What Ephraim is saying there is that Mr. Mugabe is not the only problem, but it's a system. So the country needs a system overhaul in order for it to function well. Who do you have gifts?
Yes, I'm not saying Isaac Mpofu, Baba Mpofu, Wunjan. Mpileka kuhulu Mpofu. Agucho Mpofu lawe ya zwela lapo kuti utabalulu ya Baba Mplanji. So, okay, zalali zimapo wati na. Yeah.
Dube before mganong before ngikhuluma yazi amphatheka kahle that the studio 7 in yesethu kodwa into eyenza ukuthi ngamile inkomo that day angithandanga
hayi wothi ngizakhuluma la ujaha
bengithi mina uyabona madoda lapho enye into emfuna ukutshela yona dube mali fuck isindebele siyashoda dube lapho ongcono umuntu olimbizileyo ukuthi ezokhuluma lapho angayiqeda ukukhuluma ngesilungu kukhulume ngesindebele eqeda ukukhuluma ngesilungu akhulume ngesishona ukwenzela ukuthi abantu bonke labantu abadala bazwe ukuthi ilizwe lithini dube kuyashoda konke lokho
hayi uyakubeka kuhle mpofu siyakuze njalo baba sibongele ye
Right, but right, you can end up in.
So umuzwa ngani uthi ukuliphi side uJuma?
Ngenkulumo zakhe insuku zengukuthi mama engena dube nawe umele ulalele ukuthi uyabethini. Uyabe umuzwa nje ukuthi uChuma ule ubaleka naye umdala lo esegugile. Ngamtshela ngenye imini ngathi Chuma awufuni ukuba yi-president yini wena. Uthi president ngumuntu ene-94 years. Uloyise emkhulu uChuma uyavuma ukuthi ayephikisa inkomo yini. Wobuthuma abafana abancane. Waye umgabe belokhu befuna ukuthi ebelokhu umuntu emkhulu bethi nguye ophethe i-head of state esegugile. Uchuma kafuna ukuthi kungene umqondo omutsha yini ukwenzela ukuthi sithole ukuphila okungcono 23 million abantu beZimbabwe abangaphandle kwelizwe ngenxa yomdala lo
ye so nyawuzi uyamtshela sibili Juma ngizambuza ubulalele sibili emsakazweni ngizambuza khonoko umbuza khona ukuza kuphendula ke uJuma
hayi ngizombuza hayi ke leyo ke ebudila mthethi amagama amathathu umdala lo mina nami ngayehle esitulweni asisakhaleli ekhaya ukuthi ubani wayenzani ubani thina sifuna nje kusuke leli khehla lasuka kwangena abantu sokuqalwa ukuthi manje abantu sivotele iphathi esifuna kumbe sivotele umuntu esimfuna ngoba manje kusese nomdaka ngempela ngempela angeke kuvotele umuntu esimfunayo ngokuzoyenza ubucothi bakhe bansuku zonke ekhaya abantu eyenza njani njani ngiyabonga dube ukukhuluma lezi zindaba
hawu boni-ke sibongile kakhulu-ke mpofu ungathinelwa kusasa ubone iy'ngane zakho
okay mngane wami ngithanda kakhulu ngingase ngizame ukudinga ifoni zakho la kwama-WhatsApp
ngiza kudingela mpofu ngizahle ku-WhatsApp sibongile mpofu yeah, thank you. So that is Mr. Mpofu. He was asking Mr. Chuma a lot of questions.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is, which side was Mr. Chuma before all this?
Mm-hmm.
So he thinks that Mr. Chuma is hiding behind his finger. And then he says, mm-hmm. after all this has been done, he hopes that Zimbabwe will hold free and fair elections.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, that's part of democracy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We want to acknowledge those on our Facebook page. There is Farai Chimoto mm-hmm. who says Mugabe must go. We don't want him anymore. Thank you to Junior Munemo, Ronald Nyamukapa, Molly Kundai Mungate. All these are following us. Faith Tachiwona, Arugutinda Shrika, Tinotenda Faith, Lesi Muzua, Poshia Makumbira, Claudius Mugore, Arguti Beta. Better I end. Hilda Nkomo says, no matter what, this is the time where we have suffered enough. Essentially, that's what Hilda is saying. Mugabe must go. Bernadette Tambuzai Rusho Makohore, thank you so much. Myros Jakarasi, loud and clear, fair, Pindo. Then Roy Colin Nyashanu, He says, Honorable Chuma is Mugabe bootlicker. Don't mind him. Patience Mashakada, Arugutashko Pano, Floyd Maponda, D'Souza, Judith Kachwayo, Sion C. Stallard says ZBC News, go watch. I don't know if there's some breaking news there. Mm-hmm. Simashi Simashi, Arguti Trikuku, and I. Patience Walker, thank you so much. Marshall Zieresa, Chris Nube wants to be called, and also Tanya Bafana, translation please, I think we are doing that. Blessing Farai Mukunzwe, Takudzwa Sosa, Marshall Zieresa, final push tomorrow, Mugabe should go. Livingstone Gazana says, I'm watching from North Africa. We don't know which part of North Africa, but thank you so much. Farai Pachimoto, we are also preparing for peaceful demonstrations here in Botswana. At Chadiba Mugabe, we are waiting for Botswana, for the Botswana government to give us permission. The people of Zimbabwe, let's unite and help Mauto. Junior Munemo, Abraham Gumpo, Pride Chigamba, Nicholas Takawira, Masters Mandivelenga, Mandi Vengerei Geja, James Makunga, Mairudo Chikwenda, Trevor Chikosha, Ndovata Dipae, Ndovata Tonga. You know, small messages still coming. Gibbs.
Then I've got Jiribanu Kufakwame. He says two things will happen to Pop. He will be removed using his own system, or something will happen to him this year.
Mm-hmm.
Then Geraldino Gunman Pilot says it's a game of chess here that we're talking about. Then Sengezo Mlambo Siziba says this is the fall of the Mugabe Empire and nothing will remain. And then Tabani Ngweya says, I'm tired with Mr. Mugabe's style of governance, and the next president, Akakambe, the next president should be a person engamthanda mina. Then we've got Happy Mo. Shumba says, the president is still the head. So when you want to kill a snake, you target that kind of thing. So usually we encourage people.
Advocate for violence in any form,
yes, yes, shape of. So we don't encourage people to say that kind of a thing. Then Lancelot Muveza says fair. What is fair, by the way?
You know, if you are connected now, so fair, kwapinda.
So I think we've got a question for Honorable Chuma. Honorable Chuma, you heard Ubaba Isaac Mpofu Kuluma. Is it Ubaba Chuma Gatu Vele? Why am I happy? Utuwa Kumbuza, Lakutala, or what I? Umongameli Ulungele, Waukutu, Umvimbela, was it Umtom Hirakul? So we got this one pen Lutin Mpofu.
Right. Before I go on, I must say that unfortunately I will not be staying with you long because I've got another engagement. So I think this will be my probably last contribution, unless it's for anything else that you want me to clarify after this issue. But right, like I said before, and I'll still stand on my words. The current president of ZANU-PF in the country is the Corporate Arajim Gabi. And I belong to ZANU-PF, where he is the leader. So my allegiance was there with him because he was my leader and is still my leader until unless a Congress or Central Committee rectify it otherwise. And that's how people should stand. Stand with ZANU-PF and not with individuals or groupings. Because the moment you do that, you create that animosity that causes a lot of grievances in the purging that we're now going on. It was all caused by groupings and cabals. And those things are not healthy for any system, for any party. I'm in Bulawayo. I do not gain anything by wanting to front Lacoste. I do not gain anything by wanting to front G40, because those people that were doing were probably being bankrolled and funded and they were getting money. I've never gotten a cent from any of those groupings. And I've always said that if they come and put $1 million on my table right now and say, come and speak about the G40 or Lacoste, then I'll do that because I have an incentive, which is money. But right now, I do not have any incentive. My heart was simply ZANU-PF, the party that I joined. I did not join any person. And that I'll stand by at any given time. I joined the organization called ZANU-PF because of the ideologies and the principles that I emulated and liked from it. And so even if somebody wants to join MDC, they'll see whatever they see there and whatever they like there, and they become members of that party. And that's how I've always conducted myself, and that's how I wish people could conduct themselves. Then we would not have all these squabbles that we are seeing, because they are all over.
in our party, even in the NDC, even in Manjuru's party, as you saw people resigning, calling each other names, is because people join a person and not the movement, not the party. So I've never and I will never be a member of any cabal or any faction, because to me, I won't let it look. I'll remain reasonably a ZANU-PF benefit member, and that's how it comes in, and that's how it stops. Even after when the President Robert Mugabe goes, because after all, he was then before one or the other, he was about to go even naturally. The next leader that will come, I will follow that leader. But I don't follow blindly. I follow through the constitution of Zimbabwe and respect the leader that is there. And that's how people should do these things. And when you do that, you have less headaches. Right now, I'm so free and not even worried about anything because I've not done anything to wrong anyone. I've just stood by the principles of what? Of ZANU-PF. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm safe today.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I want to call you Baba Chuma.
Thank you so much, Honorable Chuma, as usual.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you so much.
I hope I'll join you any other time when you call me.
No, or maybe you want a quick one, just a very quick one, then you go, Baba Chum. Looking at what is going to happen, kusasa, abantu zizokutoba nenga kulu, abaya kuna ngale ya harare. Kutwa ke, akusuzo kuchupe yini, utabati ngale kina betuchulu, akumbintu ya zinjalu. Mwafichani sibi babu, uchaye, ngezi ndebele langa sikio.
I was saying, if they are going to go there, I hope people are going to do the demonstrations peacefully, so that we don't see any mishaps or violence happening there, because we do not want to see the shedding of anybody's blood. Be it whether the person is opposition or ZANU-PF or whatever, a person is a person. That's the foremost important thing, that we are human beings. We don't want to see loss of life unnecessarily. So we hope that no one is going to try and hijack this thing, and then we see people being rowdy, and at the end of the day, the violence erupts. We don't want violence. We don't want bloodshed. Let people, it's within their right anyway, even in the constitution, to demonstrate. So if they're going to do that, let us do it peacefully so that we don't lose lives unnecessarily and don't have injuries unnecessarily as well.
Thank you very much, sir, to Mr. Kulu Baba Chuma. What in Roxas?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, there he goes.
Of course, that's Honorable Joseph Chuma, a Central Committee member of ZANU-PF. And for those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the rising political tensions in Zimbabwe following what many are calling a military coup on Wednesday, and currently President Robert Mugabe is under military detention at his home. Again,
yes, lo baba ke undebele ukhona ngale yobulawayo e Goldberg. Eh baba ndebele ungawutshona njani baba?
Sawubona Dube.
Yeah, uyathi sakugcina ukhona kanti.
Hayi ngikhona mfana wami.
Yeah, siyawuzwa kakhulu ke. Akutsho ukuthi udaba lolu ulibona njani sibili? Eh baba ndebele.
Ya ngiyaluzwa baba. Yebo kambe kunjalo lapha eZimbabwe, njengoba bekhuluma nje abantu, nami ngiphakathi kwakho ngikhangele, kodwa hayi mina njengomuntu ongathandi ukuzwa ngokuzwango, ngikophisa ngiyambukele ngikhatshana, ngoba ngiyacabangela ukuthi kukhona okungenzakala. Angifuni ukuchithekelwa ligazi, ngoba mina ngachithekelwa ligazi isikhathi se-Boko Haram, angifuni liphinde futhi. Ye, kodwa ke engikunanzelele uDube, ngeke ngahamba ngaze ngafika eGwanda izolo. Namhla ngihambile ngaze ngafika lapho engangikhona ukuthiwa kuse-Gwai River Mine, lapho engangikhempe khona kuma assembly point laphana. Ngaphenduka bengifuna ukubona sile ukuthi ngesikhiwa is Zimbabwe breathing freely yini. Apart from amapolisa la asehlukuluza abantu, ngoba okwenza abantu babe lolwela kangaka ngokubona kwami, hayi uma kepe silaba bese behlupa abantu ngendlela engazisisekiyo bengakhuzwa bezenzela umathanda behlupha abantu hayi lokho ngubonile yikho engingakufakaza sibili ungazama ukuvula umlomo othi uyabakhuza bahle bakufaka izankosi bathi ufuna ukudefeata i-justice susiya ekhoti susiyalahlelwa kugrey ye hayi lapho ngibona ukuthi hhayi benganako usahambi kuhle kodwa-ke mina ngifuna ukukhomenta Dube njengoNdebele yebo umdala imoto abehamba ngayo ibisiduka ithaya langemuva ngokubona kwami ngisho ngombono wami njenge-public commentator ye so-ke i-ami yasingeneli ibona imoto kamdala sifuna ukuphuma umgwaqo sezihlahleni bayiprotekthe ukuthi ingaphuphi ihlale isemgwaqweni yaze yama kisemgwaqweni hhayi sikho ukuthi yiba abaduli ithaya hhayi ngokubona kwami kodwa-ke abantu ngendlela abathaba ngayo ngiyamangala ukuthi ngakuthiwa abantu bonke bakhuluma le nto bayikhuluma ukuthi ye step down umdala kathi abamvotele esihlalweni lesi akuso ngobani manje lapho lo mbuzo khona khumbula Dube ukuthi ngikhulumeni ngo-2015 laphana ngo-May ngithe mina nxa ukuthi izanu iyaclaima ukuthi isesihlalweni ngenxa yabantu nalabo bantu besithi kabasayifuni bangakhulumi emsakazweni ngabahambe futhi lapho abahlalela khona kumavoti bayayikhupha njengoba ngathi esizwa kuthiwa abazali besiya khona ehalale khonale ngaba ekwenza lokho abakwenza mhlabe emvotele omdala okunye ngicela ukuthi ngikukhulume kokugcina
nxa
sikupolitic Dube ngicela ukuthi uZulu weZimbabwe ngiyakwazi ukuthi uzwa ubuhlungu umfana wami kodwa-ke singabi emotional singakhulumi amagama abuswana ngabanye abantu umuntu lowo bamthethisa kangaka besezende yiwo abamfakile bamthethiselani kuyikusukela umuntu lokhu umuntu uyamnika amakhiya emoto ukuthi kadrayive sedrayive suthi gijima kakhulu sumthethisa indaba ungamthathela amakhiya akho umqoshe emoteni akulokumthethisa abayekele umdala-ke bangamceki umuntu lo osekhulile umuntu omdala nxa bona bebonti abamfuni ngabamvote out bangamthethisi lo thuma lo ngizwa undoda wangakithi wangakithi ngalesikhalangeni lami ngikhalanga esithi uthuma njani njani kathi bafuna uthuma enzeni uqhathiwe bhele uthuma ungekhaya athungele idlu yangakibo yini abeselala ngaphi nanxa ndamawuu yile sikizi akula ngendlela yenza ngayo uthuma kumele alale kuphela alidliwe ngamawuu nxa bembone ukuthi udliwa ngamawuu bamtshele kodwa akunanto angayenza ngoba yidlu yangakiwo
ye
bangamthethisi bangazi bamthwalisa nzima Dube bangathethisana abantu kupolitiki khuluma ngeproblem yakho ume khonapho ngiyabonga Dube
lathi sibongele kakhulu Ndebele sibili sasesikukhanuka sibili ungathunela kusasa yeah that is Mr. Ndebele so he was raising a lot of questions here one of them is you know that if people have to go to Harare they must do all this peacefully and he added by saying of course, you know, the president has been doing a lot of wrong things here and there. The army saved him because already the wheels of his car were almost off, all of them. So, and then he says, who actually voted for the president? People have been praising him all along, but all of a sudden they are going against him. So the best thing is to do the right thing, to vote him out. And then the other point that he raised is that there's no reason to insult him. He's an old man. People should respect him, that he's got that kind of edge. And so they should do everything peacefully.
I think we are being joined by our second guest, that is Mr. Dewa Mavinga, a human rights lawyer. Maskwera se wa Mavinga. Wa Mavinga? We might have lost him. We'll try to connect with him, Mr. Mavinga. Of course, he's in South Africa. But for those of you who are just joining us, a good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the rising political tensions in Zimbabwe. And here's the timeline. On Tuesday, members of the Zimbabwe Defense Forces staged what many are calling a military coup. But the army was quick to say this was not a coup, but they were merely interested in arresting what they called malcontents that were surrounding the president. And we understand that a number of ministers have been detained so far, and these include Finance Minister Ignatius Chombo, the Minister of Higher Education, Professor Jonathan Moyo, and also Local Government Minister Xavier Kasukuwere. And the army is still looking for some cabinet ministers and several ZANU-PF members and senior officials who have gone into hiding. I think we now have Mr. Mavinga. Mm-hmm. Mavinga?
Wangu makadi maniru.
Aiwa manira kana kati pe ofungwa zenyu ne mamiru akaita zvino munyika.
Iko zvino zvisisiri kuti chiri kuitika asi chiri pachena ndechekuti makakatano ari pakati pemauto nemutungamiri wenyika vaMugabe haanei nechekuita neguta ruzhinji kana kurama kwavanhu vazhinji vemuZimbabwe kana kodzero dzavo. Zvinongova zveku vana vanyamunhu vari kurwira zamu ramai vavo pakutonga kwavo. Saka vanhu vazhinji vangadavo kukambira kuti hei tinoda kuti tidai kana kuti tidai, asi chokwadi ndechekuti zvinhu izvi ndezvemumba meZANU-PF, hazvisi zvemhomho. Vari kungonesa navo pachavo kuti vaone kuti ndiani achatora matomo kana vaMugabe vazosiya.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs.
So we still have got some messages that are coming in. Blessing. One of them is from Stan Dube, who says, thanks, Gibbs, because blessing is learning isiZulu very fast.
Mm-hmm.
So, you see, people are observing what you're doing.
Yeah, cool.
But the problem is that you've got only 3 words.
No.
Yeah,
I mean,
we are trying. Yeah, so then we've got other people that are sending these messages.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is Kutawashe Ngohaki, mm-hmm. who says, all these people should be put behind the bars, mm-hmm. those that were stealing. So we want a new Zimbabwe. So I think the law has to take its course, you mm-hmm. know. So because people cannot say, put this one behind bars and that one,
mm-hmm.
because Zimbabwe has got some laws, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Then what Munyarazi will say is, we can't wait to see a new Zimbabwe and is wrapping his hands, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then Nyatare says, Chuma is lecturing us about a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
But huh? Then Linda says, all 10 provinces have been called, have called for the resignation of the president. Mm-hmm. So let's see what it's going to do. So, and then Frank then says, the process of generals removing Mr. Mugabe from power peacefully is taking too long, because Mr. Mugabe is telling them that he was constitutionally elected. And the people now are worried whether Mugabe is going to step down or not.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody is worried now. Mm-hmm. That is according to Frank, eh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Mavinga, I hope the generals will not act as the referees next month when the ruling party meets in Congress. But there are some interesting developments that are happening, Mr. Mavinga. Of course, on Saturday, there's this SADC extraordinary summit to discuss the issue of Zimbabwe. But meanwhile, there are other constitutional means that are in the works to try and oust Mr. Mugabe. There's first, of course, Parliament is expected to resume sitting on Tuesday, and it is possible that ZANU-PF could use party procedures to impeach Mr. Mugabe with the support of opposition lawmakers. And we have also heard about these provinces that are recalling Mr. Mugabe. What is your take on that, Mr. Mavinga?
I think we are in a very delicate situation where, in reality, de facto, the military has all the control and authority. And under those circumstances, it would be very difficult to say anything that happens now is constitutional or is legitimate, in the sense of it would be possible for Mugabe, even if there was a huge march tomorrow, to simply say that this is at the instigation of the military, and therefore that's not legitimate. And in terms of the different, you know, ZANU-PF structures purportedly coming together to try and oust Mr. Mugabe, it's very difficult because The 2014 amendment to the ZANU-PF constitution deposited in Mr. Mugabe a lot of authority and power, and this might not be possible to do outside of the framework of an extraordinary Congress. This is why we have begun to hear about Mugabe proposing that perhaps they resolve some of these issues at Congress in December, and then at government level that he only steps down in sometime in 2018. So it's delicate because the army does not want to appear to be too forceful, because already Sadak has said no to a military coup, and the AU has also backed up that position, and therefore the army knows that's not a sustainable position. There is a danger, however, that you know the opposition groups, civil society, ordinary citizens, and others would jump onto the military bandwagon and support the army to have a military-backed coalition government. This is dangerous because what it means is that the real authority will be with the military and not with the democratic structures in Zimbabwe. And at any point, the military could withdraw that support because people, opposition leaders and others, would have been invited at the pleasure of the military to serve in this kind of government. So the best way forward is really to push on the military to open up and facilitate a transitional arrangement, a roadmap to democratic, free and fair elections, which are acceptable to Zimbabweans and to the international community.
Thank you so much. Vamavinga, tinanzi kirapo wegona chitovari kuti vazulu matotangaka. Gibbs, I guess, pakanzi gift. Arikunyatsopa vanotaura ndebele mukana wakareba. Shona, 1 second, musadaro. Tichaedza kutaura stage now kuti tinotaura chirungu, ndebele neshona. Zvese zviri zvitatu, saka pamwe tongoti gaga kuti vamwe vakawanda vakwanise kunge vachipinda muchirongwa. Nekuti vakawanda vanenge vachigunun'unawo kuti havasi kuwana mukana wekutaura. Ndosaka achida kuti zvitikurumidze.
I'm going to defend you 100% because you always give people equal chances to say whatever they want, you know, and I hope our friend out there, you just call now. We are going to give you exactly 2 minutes. So, okay, Spona Sloba Vondlovu. Come on, eh? Baba Ndlovu, Jani, kuna ngapoke South Africa.
Tiapila, Babu Tuzan Jani.
Yeah, so, Agucho Ndlovu, ya hamba inlawe chaitoi toi?
I'm born. Ngawa liye toi toi chara ngeyazo uti ngeyani.
Ucho, niko napo?
La ngisho ukuthi amasosha asebenzele umsebenzi wabo abangithi.
Mhm.
Abanikeze ichance bawuqede.
Mhm.
Yebo. And okwesibili.
Mhm.
Vele upresident angithi uthi ufuna ukuthi avote out ngama members eParliament.
Mhm.
Vele bazongvota out. Ngoba abantu abaningi lapha eParliament ngendlela mina bengibekile. Ahamba nomnangagwa labathi behamba na abathi beoppose umnangagwa yibo laba abanye sebebalekile abangeke bevele nasePharlament vele bazo vota out ayichance yakhe vele incane kakhulu ukuthi ngaphinde ehlale.
Yeah, so kodwa siyabona ke ukuthi kulabanye phela kuZANU-PF abangane bahambelani lakho lokho, so kungehlula ke kuyathwala mongabele sehlala phela esikhundleni.
Angeke sizehlule ngoba amasosha angeke vela zoze amdedele. Babanje laba bantu angiyiboni mina ichance abazophuma. But inkinga nje engiyibona mina ukuthi ikhona eZimbabwe yileyo ukuthi i-group leyo bathi G40 yi-group ebingakwazi ukuthi ithuthukise iZimbabwe. But imiseka abayenzile labantu bayenza amamiseka awu-2. Number one, ukufaka unkosikazi kapresident. Number two, ukuhluleka okubonisa ama-commanders amasosha ukuthi bazoyenza kanjani ngenxa yokuthi vele iZimbabwe yonke into ebiyenza ibiyenza amasosha kwi-your front ayo phambili
esisetshenziswa
wona. Uma singabalisa nje indaba yegugra woti, indaba yokuthatha amaplazi, indaba yokufa kwabantu abaningi ngesikhathi i-MDC iwina amavoti usongezeze yalo kubuyela ku-re-election. Ake la makhesi akhona. So bahlulekile ukuthi babonisane amasosha ukuthi bazenza kanjani. That's why amasosha athuthele ubaba uNtangaswa futhi ukuthi makabuyele kuye uye ozothatha iZimbabwe.
Boleke Ndlovini, uyijayimnandi kakhulu sibili, siyabonga thina kusasa baba.
Okay, akuthi nje isikhathi sinene sasekhona ukuyobenza ufuna ukuvusha. Isikhathi sincane mina.
Yeah, isikhathi sincane kakhulu yes, siyakungenisa ngesikhathi sibuyayo.
All right,
ngiyabonga. Sibonga kakhulu Ndlovu baba. So what Mr. Ndlovu was saying is that the G40 people made some mistakes and two fundamental mistakes. One, they put Mrs. Mugabe as their trump card in terms of you know, getting into the succession matrix. Mm-hmm. So he says that that was a big blunder. And secondly, they failed to actually show the military that they're going to protect them too, you know, if ever Mr. Mugabe was to you know, pave way for any successor. And then saying, Lord, Skubutu, lapake, ekcingweni, usikhona ngale ke eHarare. Baba Skubutu, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila, ninjani landa?
Siphila kakhulu, Skubutu. Akutsho ukuthi wena udaba lolu ulubona njani khonapha eHarare, sizokuthiwa atshisa amateki khonapho. Kume njani?
Ya, hayi, kuyatshisa sibili, kodwa okokuqala ngithanda ukubonga into eyenziwa nguMaye Mugabe yokukhuphula impande zeZANU-PF. Ngoba sikhala ukuthi iZANU-PF ibanjwe ngamaofisi ibanjwe yi-army bekuvele kungangene khonapho ngoba abantu ade bevele besihlukuluza kakhulu bona laba abantu.
So kodwa ke
hayi mna umama ngimthayela isombe
qhubeka
bekithi mina umama ngimthayela ihlombe ngokusikhuphulela impande kade zihambe iZANU-PF. So kade hayi maybe lathi nxa i-opposition ingangena embusweni.
Kodwa ke awubona ukuthi nxa sokunje amahovetsi sebambene labanye labantu enxa kungagcina vele kusiya ngasifudlana i-opposition ingatholi lutho.
Ya, khonokho kungenzakala bese futhi bona be-opposition bengajiywa angathulo kwamanje bengangenele endabeni lezi ngoba laba abantu abalwa ngabendliwane
Hayi ke Skubutu, siyakuzwa kakhulu limuke khona apho kusasa la uyabutsha itoyito ye
hayi angisoza ke ngiye
yebo phela sibongele sibongele Skubutu sibongele kakhulu baba. So Skubutu, yes, Skubutu is in Harare. He says he's not going to join the so-called massive protest. So he says he's got his own reasons. And then he says, you know, what sparked the whole thing is Mrs. Mugabe. And he's crediting her for actually exposing all veterans and, you know, some of the people in the ruling party were always, according to him, intimidating people. So he says she played a very, very critical role in transforming ZANU-PF.
Vama vinga munu tendra na zui rezu kuti Mai Mugabe ndo wa shita batu ya itipara shikai.
Uombu asi azireve kuti vabudirira kana vakabudirira vakundikana nekuti chakuitika iko zvino ndechekuti mauto ane Putin apindira manje kuti vachidzosera masimba kuZANU-PF nechisimba. Saka vanhu vakuona zviri mberi vari kungofunga kuti mauto aroda kubisa vamugabe nyamba kwete yee iripo yekuti mauto abvuta chini kubva kuna Mai Mugabe neG40 ari kuchidzosera kuna vamunangagwa nevamwe. Handi muri kuona haisi nyaya yevanhu mukati, inyaya yekurwira ushe mukati meZANU-PF yekuti mauto apinde ari kudivi rimwe bandiko reZANU-PF. Saka vanhu nenyaya dzavo dzekufunga kuti tanzwa nekurarama pasi peuranda hwavamugabe vava kumhanya kupembera vachipembedza nyanga inobata mai nekuti ramangwana nyaya yekuti iyoyi ichazonetsa kubvisa mukati mezvematongerwo enyika muZimbabwe. Tinofanira kuziva kuti tanga tasvika padanho rekuti tizive kuti hurumende inofanira kubiswa nesarudzo kana kuti nevanhu pachavo pasina mauto murunyararo vanosimuka vachiti hatichada zvakwana. Asi nenyaya yekuti ruzhinji rwedu tanga tichisvikawo mauto iwawo tava kufunga kuti mukana wamuka hapana mukana apa aya manyautsa mukanwa hara wakurota ichiyamwa mangwana hatina chatiinazvo panenge pasina zvachose.
Tinotenda zvikuru vamavhinga. Of course we are reading reports there, Gibbs, that United Democratic Movement leader Bantu Holomisa in South Africa has called on the United Nations, African Union and Southern African Development Community, SADC, to ensure free and fair elections in Zimbabwe next year amid fears of a coup. And of course, Zambia is saying also SADC trigger against military coup in Zimbabwe. We'll try to read some of the international responses. See, Tom Boyenda, kuna mfundisi moyo. Makadi mkoma mfundisi moyo ku South Africa.
Makadi mkoma mfundisi moyo ku South Africa. Na wiku da pamu na watetanshi na wadoba mwade. Kituwezi masoja ka, awana kukira rozi niwe Zimbabwe. Ndiyosu kutanga. Makadi kira yu pasa. Ili plafutu na yako paka wonga na yuti washi yangu, washi wengu wapidi kule mkabe. Ndiwa kuna angabwa. Naka na wiku ndiyo kutu mwye Zimbabwe makafara mwiki hawa mkabe mkabe mkabe. Ini kutu ni MDC. Yana hizi MDC kwa shawamu kutanga. Awafautu mbo nchoi. Yana kwa sanga anewa ni wako. Naka mpua yu kara uti. Vaiti mbasa ni idua. Vasa ni nara puma kwa antelepozi. Tano kutu kwa shayo. Aisi yaka basa ruta. Ndiwa waka uina.
What is essentially saying is that the opposition must never make the mistake of joining this internal fight in ZANU-PF. It's of course adhering to those words by Napoleon that if you see your enemy making a mistake, don't interrupt him. Yes, that's what
is that the case, Mr. Mavinga? If you see your enemy, in this case, what you are seeing, right? Don't disturb, right?
Be very careful about what is happening, because unwittingly you could actually strengthen the position of a regime that is intolerant of human rights, respect, democracy, and the rule of law. What is happening is not the way to go. It's not sustainable. It is parochial. It is serving the narrow interests of a political elite in ZANU-PF and in the military. It is not about, you know, democracy. It is not about anti-corruption. It is about factionalism and succession of Mugabe, which has turned haywire. We must be very careful as Zimbabweans. Let us not be too quick to celebrate and to jump onto the streets.
Asi va Mavinga, munguona nyaya ichi pera se. Nekuti vamwe varuta vasinyazvinzwisisa kuti vamugabe vacho vabva vachabva zviri kuenda nekupi.
Pari zvino vamugabe havana kubva, asi ndoda kuti ndingoyeuchidza vana veZimbabwe kuti pakatorwa masimba nemauko havana kutaura kuti vanoda kubvisa vamugabe kwete. Vakati vamugabe takavachengetedza, chatiri kuda ndevanhu vavakati mbavha dzakakomberedza vamugabe. Saka zvekuti vamugabe vari kubviswa hamene kuti zviri kubva kupi, nekuti tinoona kuti zvinhu zvekutaura rimwe ndezvekuti vamugabe vanga vabiswa vamunangagokuti vamwe vagava vadzose nechisimba, asi nyaya haina kumbenge iri yekuti vamugabe vabiswe. Saka nhaurirano dzichaitwa dzinenge dziri dzekuti voenda sei kumusangano wavo wecongress wezanupf, vodzora sei vamwe vakanga vadzinga zvisina zvisina kutarukana. Asi hazvishamisi tikaona vamugabe vari panyanza kusvika gore rinouya vakati zete pachigaro.
Okay, Mr. Mavinga, thank you so much for your time this evening. That there is a human rights lawyer, Dewa Mavinga. We also want to thank Honorable Joseph Chuma, ZANU-PF Member of Parliament and also a Central Committee member. Thanks to our viewers, our callers, those who sent messages on Facebook and WhatsApp. And of course, our crew behind the scenes, our producer and engineer, signing off and saying have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying have a lovely weekend. Bye-bye.